Welcome to the Home for Lost 20-Year-Olds. Join Brina and Josie as they struggle to navigate their 20s and try to laugh them off by sharing the adventure with you. This is 20-Something and Thriving.
Okay, I'm the one with timing issues today, but we're here. We got it. Life is good.
You betcha.
So, we're jumping right in. Brina, how are you thriving this week?
All right, well, I was going to do one about work, but then a whole insurance fiasco happened today. So I have been talking to people, right, about how much they pay for insurance because I think what I pay is outrageous and is literally killing me. So I pay $200 a month for insurance through American Family.
Okay. Well, is this like full coverage insurance?
Yep, full coverage.
Okay.
So, everyone else I am talking to is saying that they have full coverage and they pay like $400 to $500 for 6 months. I pay $1,200 for 6 months.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Yeah, I'm like, what the frick? So I go, everyone's telling me to like go look at Progressive. So I go online, do a quote, and it says, basically, it gives me a quote of $86 per month. So, I would be saving over $100 a month. So, I called them. They're like, yep, that's correct. And I switch it over. And I go and cancel my insurance through
State Farm?
American Family.
Oh, yeah. American Family. Sorry.
Yeah. And so, that seemed pretty easy. But then she called me back and she's like, I got some more things to talk to you about. Can you give me a call back? And so, yeah, still dealing with it, but we'll get through it.
Great. So the one that you're trying to cancel wants to call and talk you into staying with them, pretty much.
Probably. She says that she just has some more questions about what I want to cancel, but I said everything that I wanted to cancel. I want to cancel my life insurance. I want to cancel my renter's insurance through them. And I want to cancel my personal auto insurance. So,
oh, yeah. They're not going to like that.
No. But you know what? Deal with it because you're freaking expensive and I can't afford you.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Yeah.
How are you thriving?
Oh, so my car. I don't know if I've talked about my car. My car's broken. I'll save that story for a different day when I don't have a thriving story. So my car is broken and right now it is parked on the street because we had a second spot, but you know, we left it open for guests, whatever. We live in like a quiet cul-de-sac. It's not that quiet, but it's a cul-de-sac, so not tons of traffic compared to the rest of San Diego. And about a week ago now, we got a warning on it that a car isn't supposed to stay parked in the same spot without moving a tenth of a mile for more than 72 hours. So we're like, great, okay, we might as well just move the car into the parking spot so that we don't have to worry about it then if people are actually paying attention to it. And my car won't start. So, can't really move it if it's not going to start. So then we tried jumping it, didn't want to jump. So we're like, well, the battery's probably really dead, so we might have to push it. Then thankfully when we went to push it, I forgot the gate key. So Brian's like, well, maybe we can still get a charge out of it. I have a battery charger. So God bless him, he carried the like 60-80 pound battery back into the apartment and we put it on the charger overnight and it charged. So now it's in the parking spot, but man, was it a fiasco to get it there, and took us about a week. So God bless we didn't get a ticket.
Freaking cars, man.
Freaking cars.
You gotta get insurance for them, and then they break down on you. It's like, what the frick?
Yeah. Well, we'll talk more about cars one day.
Yeah.
It's on our list. But today I think we're gonna talk about college. You know, since we are 20-somethings, a lot of 20-something-year-olds do go to school or want to go to school or have been to school, and everyone has their own experience, and Brina and I have had very different experiences because I went to a 4-year private university.
I didn't go at all.
Yeah. So we just want to share our perspectives, routes we've went and different routes that are available because, you know, you might not know all the routes that are open to you.
So, I didn't go to college because, well, one, I just didn't know what I wanted to do yet when I first got out of high school. And I know everyone's like, just go and get your gen eds done and all that stuff. But I physically, I could not afford it because I was having no help from my parents whatsoever. And I know there's all kinds of financial aid help you can get, but my parents just made too much for that to even help me. So I just like, I'm going to wait till I know what I want. And now I'm more going towards the route that I want to be doing something like this, like podcasting and like stuff with social media and editing, stuff like that. So for me, going to school and having all that debt for nothing really, it's just not worth it to me. I mean, I could go, you know, for like an editing class or something like that, but maybe in the future I'll do something for business. But right now I'm fine with not having any student debt. So yeah.
Yeah. So a couple points on that. I don't think if you don't have a clear picture of what you want to do, you really should just go to get your gen eds because it's a waste of money or loans. And FAFSA's a scam. If anyone who's filled it out, right, the government doesn't give you anything. Like, I got some, but it certainly did not keep me out of debt, let me tell you. So, let's say you really are dead set on going to college, your parents aren't helping you, you know. I think the only surefire way to help yourself is apply for all of the scholarships. And that's something that I wish I would have done that I didn't. I feel like I could have gotten a lot more if I had just filled out the applications. But it takes time, it takes energy, it takes looking around. I think there was an app like Scholly that had, like, you could pay like a dollar and then you had access to all these scholarships that you could apply for. Do something like that, right? Like, that's so something I wish I would have done because that's money you don't have to pay back. Mm-hmm. But that's only if you know what you want to go for. Seriously, like, and it's okay to switch too. Saying you know that it's something you want to go for does not mean you can't switch your major throughout. That's not wrong. And if you know, are more than halfway, I would say stick it out so that you have that degree to show for it, right? Even if that means continuing with one credit per semester so that you have something you're working towards, but that's so you don't feel like that was a waste, you know what I mean?
Right. And I mean, even if you don't want to go to college at all, that's fine too.
Yeah.
Or if you want to go right out of the bat, that's great too. So I know that some people feel like pressure to go to college, but if you deep down don't think that's going to make you the happiest or, you know, that's not something you want to do, you know, you can be successful without it. So,
yeah. So I guess my story is I went to college straight out of high school. Like, I always knew that that was my plan. I always wanted to major in marine bio and train dolphins. And so, you know, I was going for that 4-year degree in biology. That was my plan from the get-go. Or in marine biology is what I started out as. And it was also my escape, right? I did not like growing up in Wisconsin. If you hear me talk about Wisconsin, I will just rant about how I will never move back. Sorry, Wisconsin people. I'm sorry if you love it. It's just the cold is not for me. So I used it as an escape, went to a 4-year university of Tampa. I went to a private school because private schools are willing to offer more scholarships than public schools. If you want to go out state, don't let this sticker price scare you. Look into private universities because they have more scholarship money to give. So once you get to that 4-year university, right, then 2 years in, I kind of had mental breakdown, did not pass organic chemistry, got a D, couldn't move on to the next, needed that to get my marine biology degree, thought about switching to teaching, like literally doing a 180, but that would have kept me there another year, so I decided to just get a degree in general biology, which isn't a bad thing. I did it. I got my degree. I'm happy I did it. I could still train dolphins with that, but that's not even what I'm doing, right? So I went to 4 years. I'm in lots and lots of debt. And then I did an internship out here with the Navy Marine Mammal Program, working with their dolphins, which was amazing. I won't say much more than that. If you're interested, just Google it. There are websites on it. Really cool program. Lots and lots of fun. And then I applied and applied and applied and nothing. So now I'm dog training and I love it, but I don't need a 4-year degree for that. I didn't even need a 4-year degree for dolphin training. People have 2-year degrees and do that. So do your diligent research on what you want to do and what that entails and what you really need for qualifications. I wish I would have known that I could have gone to school for 2 years and tried to get into dolphin training, you know, 2 years ago rather than waiting. But it is what it is. I'm okay. I still think maybe one day I'll go back to grad school, but we'll see what the future has in store for me.
Yeah. So I am so thankful for my grandparents, all of them, but specifically right now for my grandparents on my dad's side. They told me straight out of high school, because I was freaking out to them. I thought that people were going to look down on me if I wasn't going to college, and I was just so scared because I knew I didn't want to go right now, and I didn't know if I ever wanted to go. So my grandparents were like, you know what, Brina, it's your life, and it's okay if you don't want to go to college. Save the money then, and just keep doing what makes you happy. That's what they always tell me, and like, it just really sticks with me, because who cares what other people think, you know? Even though they said that for a couple of years after, I still felt every time someone asked me, are you going to college or where are you going to college? I was like, well, I'm not, you know, like all standoffish kind of towards the answer to it. But
yeah,
now I'm just like, you know what? I'm not going to college and I don't know what I'm doing with my life, but I'm only 20 and I'm figuring it out. So
I feel like it's becoming slowly more the norm.
Yeah,
there's now a lot of things that you can do without a college degree, and that's okay. And it's okay to not feel pressured to go right away, and it's okay to say no. It's okay to join the military instead. It's okay to wait a few years, right? Like, and also, trade school is a very real thing and very cool thing, and they are looking. What I mean by trade school is like welding, electricians, plumbing, all of those fields are needing people because nobody's going to trade school. So, right. And they make bomb money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's so many options. And none of them make you a failure. None of them make you wrong. None of them equate you any less than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that we should base our self-worth off of what degrees we hold or what we're trying to get to, because you can be just as successful without a degree as you can be with one. It's all how you use your brains and your motivation and yourself to get where you want to go.
Completely agree. It's all about, like, your motivation, even though you're not going to school, like, your motivation to work hard. Because even if you're not at a job right now that you don't, like, you're at a job you don't want to be at your whole life, if you're working hard there and your motivation is high and they see that, so when you finally do find a job that you love and you use them as a reference, that's going to reflect well and be even easier for you to find a job.
Exactly. And I will mention, you know, as much as, like, you don't have to go to college, you do have to finish high school. That is one thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely need high school or GED.
Mm-hmm.
That is essential just to be able to communicate properly and learn that proper work ethic and get yourself where you need to go. Even if you don't see yourself going to college, work hard in high school and then remember it's done when you turn 18.
Yeah.
Just get through that point.
Exactly.
And when you are working right, remind yourself of that end goal of where you want to be. If you're working somewhere you hate, remember that it's your stepping stone to get you where you need to go. That's the way you can push yourself through it, and that's how you get successful.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people who are like, I'm 25, or I'm 26, I'm 24, and I don't know what I want to do with my life, and I feel like such a failure, but that's going to be your whole 20s. I hear a bunch of people say 30s are their favorite years because you actually have your life figured out in your 30s.
Yeah.
And even if you don't yet in your 30s, that's okay too. Like, people think that life is so short, and yes, it can be, but also you have the rest of your life, you know?
So, you do. My mom just got her welding degree at 50.
Yeah.
Because she's killing it and is now a freaking badass welder woman.
Yeah. Like, that's crazy. That's so awesome.
So
women
it's not
can be welders and electricians and plumbers.
Yeah. They make bank. Mm-hmm. And if that's something that interests you, if you like working with your hands, do it. Or if you're like, I don't care what I do for a job, I just want to find happiness in home life, they're great options for you to set yourself up for success.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the moral of our college story is do what you want, look into your options, and don't go until you're ready, until you know what that end goal is.
Exactly. Yeah, I 100% agree.
Good. All right. Let's talk about some time travels.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, look at you go.
Yeah.
I love that for you.
I'm Cardi B.
Oh, okay. I just gagged a little bit.
Same.
But I love Cardi B. My mom hates her.
Yeah. I don't love her, but I don't hate her. I don't know.
I just think she's funny.
She's a presence, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so for our time travels today, it's not going to be as an uplifting one, but we just want to be relatable and let you know that it's okay to go through different phases in life.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be honest with you guys and tell you that when I left for college, Brina and I were not friends.
No.
We were going through a really rough time. I was, like, ready to wipe my hands clean of Wisconsin, get the F out, and not talk to anyone I went to high school with. That was my plan in my head, my intentions.
Yeah. Mine were just, like, I was going through it mentally. Like, as I'm sure you were, too. Because,
yeah.
Like, you know, none of us were good friends. Like, as meaning, like, we didn't treat each other well.
Yeah.
So, and then I just felt like, who are my real friends? And I knew, you were one of my real friends. And
yeah.
I was just like, fuck, like, all my good friends, like, real friends that I should have, you know, spent more time with and paid more attention to are leaving and going out of state. And I'm just, like, stuck here in Kakana. So yeah. I was like at my grad party, everyone's asking me like, where are you going to college and what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm working at Subway right now.
Yeah.
And
we didn't even go to each other's grad parties. Like that's no. Where we were at. Yeah.
And my grad party was like after you left anyway.
Yeah. I was gone. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. It was just a bad time for both of us.
It was.
Yeah.
Where it brought us.
Yeah, I mean, like, the first time I texted you, or how did we...
I think like, you I texted remember... me, like, when I was heading back to Green Bay.
Yeah.
Because I think I put a Snapchat up, like, coming home,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, got the random text from some people, including you, of, like,
right.
Hey, let's actually get together, and we hashed things out, and
right.
are now have been best friends ever since.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was like, I need to fix this right now because I, like, literally had no friends. And I knew that, like in high school.
Yeah.
I knew that not everyone was going to stay friends, especially right. after moving to Kakana. And I didn't want to be friends with people who put me in that place of treating other friends badly or just, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know. So I was like, yeah, I need to fix things with her because she was actually a real friend.
Oh,
so,
yeah. We had a very volatile friend group in high
yeah.
school. So if anyone from high school is listening, sorry. Like, we were just followers.
There was just drama.
There was a lot, yeah.
As I'm sure there always is with a lot of friend groups. But
yep.
Our school just in general was like, drama.
So clicky.
Yeah.
God, high school is a bad time. I'm never going back there.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Like, whoever says those are the glory years,
they're not.
Clearly needs to get a life.
Maybe in the sense that it's, you think it's hard to study for high school, but then when you get to college, you're like, okay, now this is fucking hard. So maybe in that sense it's easy.
Yes, but like, I didn't have to study in high school, and I actually had to study when I got to college, but I more enjoyed the things that I was studying. Like, I knew kind of where I was and, like, where that was getting me in my head. And so it was, I was definitely not the best studier, right? I was not a straight A college student. But I got by for my degree, yeah. You know? I'm happy with that. I could have tried harder, but that's okay. You live and you learn.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to put my GPA on resumes, so.
Emma just got here and she's like, she heard me saying that we're talking about how hard high school is, and she's like, or I mean college, and she's like,
oh, yeah. Yep. Hi, Emma.
She said hi to you. She can't hear you. You're.
Oh, yeah. I'm in your headphones.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, guys. So we're going to switch gears here and do that's a hashtag. Insert Twitter twerp. What is the chirp? Chirp. Chirp.
Okay.
Yep. The chirpy, twerpy little bird. And we are going to do hashtag college life, because it seems fitting.
Yeah. So, I found one. Just bought a cup of noodles on sale. Holy shit, I'm broke. Hashtag college life. I feel like that's the epitome of college life.
Yeah.
Ramen.
The top
ramen. Ramen or the cup of noodles. What was yours?
Oh, I said top ramen diet.
Yeah, seriously.
Had sleep for dinner last night. That shit was tasty. We'll do it again. Hashtag college life. Yep. Much.
Emma goes, hashtag I'm paying for this, question mark.
Right?
Seriously. Why am I spending thousands of dollars to be stressed out every day of my life? Hashtag college life.
True.
I came up with that on my own. I'm not even in college. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Today, one of my professors described the Israeli-Palestinian conflict as clusterfuckery, and I almost died. I love college. Hashtag college life. That's so true. Like, in high school, they're like, college professors will never stand for this. And you know what? Some of them will not stand for it. And then some of them are like, stand up in front of class and are like, fuck you, you fucking fuck. Show up on fucking time. You're like, okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, I had one that was very, did not hold back.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
This one says, love being kept up at night by insomnia and my constant state of anxiety. It's a constant cycle of not being able to sleep at night, resulting in me missing classes, then feeling like shit because of it. Hashtag college life. Not to mention the finals and the presentations around the corner.
Oh my. Yeah, that about sums it up.
I'd say, right?
Yeah. Why do I always struggle with starting a paper? It never fails, but once I start, I can just breeze right through it. I don't understand. Hashtag college life. I'm the same way. Like, the intros and ending it are fine, but, like, usually I can just, like, type away the rest.
I cannot write a paper to save my life. Like, that was, like, my worst nightmare.
Really?
In high school. Except in psychology, it was so easy for me because I found it interesting.
Yeah.
But otherwise, heck no. Like, in social studies, to write a paper? No.
See, think of, like, your college classes always being, like, psychology, right? So, like, you do it because they all, you know, you got your prereqs. But besides that, they're all things of interest, and then even you get to pick your prereqs. Or, like, not your prereqs, but the humanitarian courses. So, it's doable, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. What did you eat for breakfast today? I had 2 packets of fruit snacks. Hashtag college life.
True. Been there. I know, because most of the meal plans come with, like, 2 meals a day, so I'm like, what am I supposed to do for breakfast?
Yeah, what's the third meal?
Yeah. So hungry, I started eating dry soup mixed with a spoon, because adding water would take too long. Hashtag college life.
Dry soup with a spoon? Okay.
Yep.
Well, I used to, like, mash, ramen up in a baggie and put the seasoning in. That was so good.
Yeah, same. Also, it's really good if you, like, fry it on the stove in butter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, like, use it as, like, a salad topping. Yeah. See, ramen is a thing of deliciousness, and I don't know why people hate on it so much.
It is, but hashtag GMO, hashtag not good for you, hashtag yuck.
Don't get me started on GMOs.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway.
Oh.
The colossal messy bun on my head, lack of makeup, and shirt that says nap tells you everything you need to know. Now off to work, hashtag college life.
Same, girl, same. I never look nice in class. Okay, when was the last time I took the time for myself? Never. School is stressful with tons of things due in just small amount of time. Depression is kicking in. No time for nothing anymore. Welcome to college life. Yeah, pretty much.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
What the heck? Half of these are people dancing.
Okay, I got another. Bruh, my professor scheduled us for an extra class time to catch up on his lectures, so now I have to sit through two organic chem lectures in one day, and they're an hour and 15 minutes. Yeah, college professors can just do that shit. Oh, we're just gonna meet now, even though, you know, it's not scheduled and you're not required to be here. But you paid for this class, so you better show up.
Okay, that's rude.
Yeah, but they do that shit.
Yeah, okay.
And, like, again, field trips that I had to be required to go on, and, oh yeah. Especially if you, like, miss school for something, like in the north for, like, snow days versus in the south, hurricane days.
Another reason why I'm not in college!
Also, I used to always say, if I went to college where it snowed, I would have failed the first semester. How do you people get yourself out of bed, dressed, and walk to class in snow? I would miss class when it rained outside because I was just being a lazy bum.
Some people love the snow, Josie. I know you hate it so much, but some people love it. And well, some people just, they don't like it, but they don't hate it as much as you, so they can brave it.
I would have failed.
You know, that's you, okay? So.
Okay.
I have no other hashtags because it ended, and half of them are dancing videos.
I got another.
Okay.
My teacher let us out early because he wanted everybody to get pie from the Thanksgiving meal. Hashtag college life. Cute. Professors also do cute stuff like that.
Oh, well, that's nice.
I thought we should end on that happy note.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, this podcast is a little shorter than others, but that's okay.
Yeah, we had a lot of hiccups this last week.
We did. Oh, yeah, I want to mention. So we recorded a podcast with, her name is Medium Bree, and she is an angel and said so many great things, and it was really a privilege to have her on, but my dumb self didn't know how to work the computer and did not record it. So I feel awful about that. Will not make that mistake again. Figured out what I did. But Medium Bree, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. For everyone else, go follow her. She's at Medium. So, and
she's like the kindest soul.
Yeah. So at MediumBree on Instagram. And you can, like, book her. She's got, she does mediumships and then intuitive coaching. Yes. Sweetest soul. Best person. Go check her out. Sorry, we don't have the podcast for you to listen to.
Yeah, maybe in the future we'll be able to record another one with her because it was literally amazing. But everyone has their own lives, so.
Yes, and hopefully, you know, we're trying now to really get guests on to talk to you guys as well. So hopefully that'll be something that you will see more of in the future.
Yes.
But we appreciate you. We appreciate you for listening.
Sure do.
Do all the good things of liking, commenting, subscribing, hitting all the buttons you see. Anything else, Brina?
I don't.
Okay. Are you
basically just said it all, so what else am I supposed to say? Yep. Yep, exactly what she said.
Ditto.
Agreed. 100% agreed.
Sorry. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks again for listening. Be sure to tune into the next episode of 20-Something and Thriving as Brittany and Josie continue to share their adventures with you.